This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning, I'm John North, here to help you start your day right as we take some time with God together. How do you take time with God? Well, you talk to God, but you also listen to Him, and the biggest way that happens is by opening your Bible and allowing God through His Holy Spirit to speak to you personally through the general truth that's in the Bible. It's an amazing thing. You open your Bible, you start reading, and God starts talking to you about your own life and about Himself, revealing Himself to you, giving you principles for living. Your life will never be the same if you put God and His Word at the center of it. We're talking this week about when times are tough. We've seen that God's good plan for your life includes pain and difficult times. We've seen that God fits everything in your life into His perfect plan and works it for good in your life so long as you trust Him through those tough times and are available to Him for Him to use you. We've seen that God's purpose in your life, in the good times and in the tough times, is for your life to reflect His image more and more, and He'll use those tough times to make you more like Jesus. And yesterday we saw even that suffering is a blessing from God because of how He uses it in your life. And today I want to look at a couple of verses in Ephesians chapter 6, this passage where it talks about putting on the armor of God. In verses 12 and 13, the Apostle Paul says, "For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the full armor of God, so that you will be able to resist in the evil day, and having done everything, to stand firm." You get the idea that Paul is saying, look forward, get ready for what is coming. Take up the full armor of God so that you will be able to resist in the evil day, and having done everything, to stand firm. You may not be in a time of real hardship or pain, inner pain, or suffering right now, but that day's coming, and you must prepare yourself spiritually to face hard times, and you need to prepare yourself before those hard times come. Because the reality is that when hard times come, they come with a vengeance, don't they? You don't have time then to say, oh man, I better get ready for this. No, you're either ready or you're not. And in this passage, I believe what God is saying to us today is that hard times will come to us sooner or later. There are forces of evil in this world, and they are opposed to what God wants to do in your life, how God wants to make you more and more like Jesus Christ. They want to leave you in despair, in depression and discouragement, and so they instigate suffering in your life. And God is reminding you today that these tough times are not just something that you just have to somehow endure. Rather, they're attacks on your spiritual life. God wants to use those hard times to build you up, but Satan wants to use them to destroy your walk with God. How can you be ready? You can be ready by cultivating your daily spiritual walk with God, soaking up His Word, renewing your mind with truth, and developing a ministry mindset towards the people around you. God, how do you want to use me in this person's life, in this situation? I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.